Hello, welcome to the English program with me, Steve. We're broadcasting live, by the way, on the live stream. And in addition to that, if that's not enough, we're doing an audio boo as well. And we're going to take the video and we'll tweet it from live stream. We'll also upload a copy of the video to our History of Britain podcast on iTunes. So it's all technical and everything, but we shall focus on psychology now and leave all the techno stuff to all the techno people. So hello, welcome to our little program looking at the development of psychology in the 21st century. We're using materials straight from the Open University's Open Learn, so you can be, you know, you can rest assured that we are using high quality materials. Now, we say hello, this is episode one, episode two, and we're thinking, well, we're getting to a point now where we're trying to sort of develop the series. So we're going to sort of stop saying this is episode four, episode five, or whatever, because we're getting to a point now where we're starting to sort of go off into different directions and things. So we're just going to start, if you're listening to this program on the audio boo, we're just going to start doing it by date, I think, or something. But, you know, basically, if you're following this on Audio Boo, there'll be absolutely no difference at all. We're going to continue. But we're going to try and sort of go off and sort of focus on different aspects of psychology and bring in materials from other sources, that sort of thing. But basically, this is you know, sort of psychology, the psychology program, if you like, brought to you by the English program. Okay, so what am I talking about? It doesn't matter. Okay, let's get on with the program for today. I'm afraid once again the studio light is not great, and there's just no natural light at all today. The weather, it's appalling. It hasn't stopped raining since yesterday. It's terrible. After me getting all the summer, I know it's only February, I know, but we thought we had spring here in Spain, and clearly we do not yet anyway. So let's get on with the program. We're looking at the four founders of psychology, and we've looked at Charles Darwin. Now we move on to Willem Wundt. You may want to have a pen and a piece of paper if you're studying this. Take some notes. You spell his name W-I-L-H-E-L-M, Willem Wundt, W-U-N-D-T. And he is regarded by many to have started psychology as a formal discipline when he opened the first psychological laboratory in 1879 in Germany. It was in Leipzig. He was interested both in philosophical and physiological questions, and as a result, advocated a range of methodological approaches, not an easy word to say, to collecting evidence. His own methods included, and you can sort of do this as bullet points if you want, use of the scientific experimental methods, included introspection, sorry about that, I had a bit of trouble there trying to say, asks people to think about and report on their inner feelings and experiences. Introspection, I quite like that actually. There's also ethnography. This is observations of human culture. And we're going to sort of stop there for the audio boo. William James was an American professor who trained in philosophy, medicine, and physiology and published the influential Principles of Psychology. That was in 1890. And also advocated a multi-method approach that included introspection and observation. And we'll stop there. Tomorrow we take a look at Mr. Sigmund Freud. Quite a famous psychologist, I think.